Mozzarella, pepperoni.
Hey, it's me.
Wouldn't it be awesome to go in, to go into a fucking store, pizza place, and be like, "Yeah, can I have one slice of pepperoni?"
Like, I love it. It's like when Latino newscasters are always like, "Tonight in Miami, there was a
They do it with that problems facing that Latino community, but they never do it when it's like earlier this morning, an illegal immigrant from Mexico ran over an entire field trip." Children while drunk off tequila. You know, they don't do it in those situations. It's always when they open a foundation for battered women or something. Why not do it across the board when they're embracing the other parts of their culture that so don't obey, you know, speed limits or
I think that
have insurance.
Yeah.
That'd be a really funny.
He was drunk driving.
In his El Camino.
El illegal immigrant was a drunk driving. The other newscaster's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" He's like, "I'm trashed. I got drunk with the weather girl trying to fuck her again.
That
she
dude
won't
on
fuck me.
That dude on CNN, Rick Sanchez, do you remember him from a couple years ago?
Yeah.
He killed someone.
He killed somebody and then he just cried about it like a fucking 15-year-old girl and they're like, "It's okay."
Yeah, like, it turned out that he was probation. Drunk at a Dolphins game.
Yeah, and then like
what? He hit
fucking
someone.
Slammed his truck into somebody, pinned them, killed them.
Drove home,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And then like 10 years later, he's on CNN, and then it comes out later that, 10 years ago, he killed someone.
Yeah.
Wait, so this was post?
Yeah. He had a whole career. He worked his way up to major cable news.
Did he get fired or anything, or no?
Well, he's not around anymore.
No, man, if you're rich, you can do whatever the fuck you
but
want.
But is he even rich?
I mean, he's on TV, which it complements being rich.
Right.
It helps. You really can, you know?
Damn.
I mean, look at Casey Affleck.